You're listening to the audio production of Will the Circle Be Unbroken? A Memoir of Learning to Believe You're Gonna Be Okay by Sean Dietrich, published by Zondervan and read by the author.
To my mother, my wife, my sister, and Ellie Mae, the women of my life. Chapter 1. Camp Creek. The day before my father shot himself, I saw a blue heron. I was standing on the muddy banks of Camp Creek. The bird was there for the same reason I was. We were fishing. I was a child, standing on shore with a rod and a cork float. The bird was taller than I was, with shocking eyes. He stood upright, perched on a fallen spruce that was half in the water. The elegant bird looked straight at me. He was the picture of mystery with his shaggy feathers, his S-shaped neck, his slender beak. My father had always reminded me of a heron. Once, I told my father, and it seemed to amuse him. "No way," he said. "I'm not as ugly as a heron." My father wasn't ugly, but he was lanky and bird-like. His long legs, his lean neck, his beak, nose. My father's arms hung below his knees, almost like wings. And when he walked, it was with a forward lean, like he's keeping his center of gravity in the right place. His build suited him. He was a welder, an iron worker, and bird-like qualities came in handy on the iron. He could crawl upon the skeletons of skyscrapers like a tightrope walker. Only days earlier, I had watched him climb a 50-foot tree to hang a tire swing. He did that just for me. He risked his life to do it. I'd never seen anyone climb a tree that high and live to talk about it. "Be careful," I yelled from the ground. "Careful," he said. "This ain't nothing. On a job site, I climb 30 stories sometimes." My father scaled a mostly limbless tree like a native, barefoot, jeans rolled around his ankles. Then he walked along the branch, arms spread outward for balance, a 2-inch-thick rope over his shoulder. Finally, he draped the rope over a sturdy limb and tied a bowline knot. The swing was exquisite. On his downward descent, the bark cut his forearm so that he was bleeding, but he didn't even feel it. Iron workers are like that. He only fastened the tire to the other end of the rope, and that, by God, was that. I burned up entire days on that swing. On it, I was a fighter pilot, a trapeze artist, a sailor of the high seas, a cowboy riding his faithful horse. To a boy who lives 100 miles from town, a good tire swing is everything. It's funny what you remember. There are entire years of my life that blend into a beige mush, and I can hardly remember what I had for supper last night. But I remember that swing. I remember the rough, orange and white rope that left blisters on my hands. I remember the smell of that tire, warm and soft from the sun. I remember the way it'd be full of water after a rain. And I remember the hole I punched into the bottom of the tire with a pocket knife to prevent this. Sometimes I remember too much. The heron stepped carefully along the branches, with perfect balance. Then he leapt onto the shore so that he was only feet away from me. He took a few steps in my direction, through the mud, leaving a trail of footprints. Then, for no apparent reason, he stopped. The bird gave me a hard glare. He was so still I could see a pulse throbbing in his breast. Maybe he was begging. Herons are known to beg for fish. A lot of fishermen feed them, but you weren't supposed to toss a fish to a heron. At least that's what my father told me once. "You hungry?" asked the bird in a quiet voice. I'll feed you, boy." It didn't matter what my father had told me about feeding herons. My mother taught me always to share with company. With one hand, I reached into a brown paper bag, careful not to make too much commotion. I didn't want to scare the bird. I unwrapped a sandwich of white bread, ham, and mayonnaise. "How about this?" I said. "Do you like ham, boy?" The bird didn't answer. "It's good,"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?